before. And that was originally a 1970s release, private label, and as mentioned, that is also on the Big Pink label. And some really wonderful singer-songwriter stuff there from the 1970s. It is 10 o'clock in the morning. You were tuned to 90.3 McGill Radio. This is Terminal 5, and I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison. And 1 hour of music left to go. We're halfway through, and hope you're enjoying the show so far. Stick around.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Svetlana sucks lemons across from me. Thank you. it's all that you can do on this side of the blue. Gardenia lady sitting on her steps to stare. Toddling tykes on tricycles don't even know she's there. Oh, oh, she's old, but she's there. Hopscotch playing, plaited black girls skipping in the air. Sticky fingered ice cream eating boy runs up the stairs. Old gardenia lady sitting very still. But she's there. There goes an old gentleman who's carrying a chrysanthemum to her. A rubber ball goes bouncing in his way. Bustling bride with a shopping cart is headed for the supermarket. taxi cab picks up the whistling, waving pair of bobbing head, bell-bottom people smiling with long hair. Old gardenia lady sitting very still aware.
Good morning once again. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca. Don't forget that these shows are archived on the website, and you can just follow along by going to the schedule, seeing what program or what day that you're interested in, and you know how to click the mouse. And move the cursor around, yeah. We all can do that nowadays. That is the RFD from a 1971 album called Lead Me Home. Definitely some Christian vibes in there. There was definitely a lot of that going on at that time. This was originally a private label issue. We heard No Man is a Mountain. And I guess you would say, by most people's estimation, that maybe the late 60s, but certainly by the 70s, there was about a decade or so where there was so many private label issues and a lot of private label Christian folk, most of which is forgettable, but there's some gems in there like that one, and that has since been reissued. No, I do not have an original vinyl of that. That would be nice. Also in there, a really forgotten record, the musician called George Gurdes, and that's the first of two records that he put out, this one called Obituary, and I don't think either one of them went anywhere, even though they were on major labels, but he found a career, I think, in the film industry, and died a few years ago, but a really fine songwriter and a musician, and there's a lot of instrumentation on that. Wouldn't call it psychedelic exactly, but it's really understated and kind of tasteful. The music doesn't overwhelm the songs at all. And someone from the Pacific Northwest, Shelley Short, going back a few years or so to an album called Pacific City, and that song Fool Babe. And started out with someone you probably recognize, certainly has a very distinctive voice, Joanna Newsom, that going back to her debut, The Milk-Eyed Mender, and we heard This Side of Blue. That was the set. Again, you're tuned to CKUT. It is just shy of 10:19 in the morning here in Montreal. And next up, another pretty much forgotten record, Bob Martin. Stay tuned.
Down behind the filling station, the old man talked in desperation about what times had been. Everyone agreed they'd seen better days, and Charlie Zink was the first to say as he wiped the wine from his chin. There was a time when a man was down and broke. He could turn to any friend who would take him in, feed him well, treat him right, put him on the road again. People just don't do that anymore. The TV sings like a salesman door to door. You'd have to be too honest to be poor. People just don't do that anymore. Six o'clock on a city farm, raising hell, old Charlie rang the dinner bell, so we all sat down to pray.
It was a glass of water and potato stew. He blessed himself when he was through. Then he stood up to say, it's a shame I can't remember your name, but any friend who watches his face is a friend of mine just the same. Always made you feel at home. People just don't do that anymore. The TV sings like a salesman door to door. You'd have to be too honest to be poor. And people just don't do that anymore. People just don't do that anymore.
200 tons, it's hard to dance. But when they called her Liberty, was I thinking of you or me? Have you heard of the great G.L. Krupp? Took the rain and it bottled it up. Got it made illegal to walk on the shore unless you walk into the store. Shoobity shimmity, I'm not shy. I've been singing to passers-by. $7 green in my guitar case and a copper popping in my face. States are crazy man wild, from the best dressed poodle to the hungriest child. Every day's a freedom bash, mama, if you got the cash. Waddledee, shoddledee, ballyho, I've come to hate my rock and roll. Shaking my arms and twisting my feet while the homeless laying in the street. Stockpiling guns, I drink beer and watch them build their bombs. To overthrow the government by force, I disagree with them, of course. Blackjack, body waddle, bing bong blue, I'm not over loving you. If you don't wanna touch me no more, mama can't sleep on your floor.
Swift the rain falling in. Gonna see a movie called Gunga Din. Pack up your money, pull up your tent, McGuinn. You ain't a going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my brides are gonna come. Ooh-wee, are we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Brother Don, couldn't keep on keeping on. We'll climb that bridge after it's gone, after we're way past it. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my brides are gonna come. Ooh-wee, are we gonna fly down into the easy chair? That sings a flute that toots and a bee that stings, a sky that cries and a bird that flies, a fish that walks and a dog that talks. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my brides are gonna come. Ooh-wee, are we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Fly.
So there I am, standing in front of the train station in downtown LA. Got a suitcase in each hand, tear in each eye, and I'm feeling completely lost. So I head straight for the ticket man. After a couple of minutes, in which time he has done nothing to alleviate the feeling that I do not exist, I finally clear my throat and summon up the courage to say, "Hi, maybe you can help me." Every day I come to the station and I look at the names of all the places on the bulletin. Well, last night, wait a second, let me put my stuff down. Well, anyway, today, I don't know, maybe I got something in my eye. For the life of me, I can't read what that sign says. At this point, he rolls up his motorcycle magazine, and while he's taking his first long look at me, I'm thinking to myself, mercy is still a mystery. And he says, "There's a train that leaves for El Paso, and it departs but one time a day.
Thank you.
All right. That is Pal Shazar from her album There's a Wild Thing in the House and Small Talk with the Ticket Man. I don't know how many times I've played that song. I just love that one. Of all her songs, that's definitely my favorite. Going all the way back to 1994 for that. Also in that set, Bob Dylan, 1960s gold here, You Ain't Going Nowhere. And I had to play that because the song before that, called I'm Not Over Loving You by Bill Fox, reminded me somewhat of this, of the melody of the Dylan's song. And Bill Fox's album is called Shelter from the Smoke. He was a man. He was a member of the band The Mice, and I guess the key songwriter for the band. But his solo stuff, The Mice are great, but his solo stuff is also just phenomenal. What a songwriter! Before that, from his first album, Luke Roberts, the album entitled Big Bells and Dime Songs, that came out on Thrill Jockey, and we heard Unspotted Clothes. And an undeserved obscurity before that, Bob Martin with a song called Charlie Zink. It was on a major label. It was on RCA Victor, the album called Midwest Farm Disaster, and definitely in the Dylan vein. And I'm not sure why that didn't go everywhere, why it didn't go anywhere. But I wouldn't say that the album is a masterpiece, but this really solid, it's really solid. There's some fantastic songwriting on there, and I don't know why it didn't hit. It just sort of went into the ether, and I don't think it's ever been reissued. Maybe it has. Maybe it's some little label has picked it up or something, but I don't know. Anyway, it's almost 10:41 in the morning. One set to go here on Terminal 5 this morning, this Wednesday morning. It is almost 11 o'clock. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. Something new from Indigo Spark, a single off the new record, up next.
I carried you with me to the mountain of my dreams. Sweet, cold, and icy, a landscape of wet trees. And the light is filled with wonder, and the echo of her love. Huge, wide open sky above, and the messages at dawn. I'm searching, I am lost and found. Turquoise blue. I got lost in the void, but now I burn.
you seen my good girl traveling through your town? I haven't seen her in the past 6 months. It was the day that I left her down. The miles I've walked would cause you pain as I search for my love. I've asked your whole damn population if you've seen my dove. Then one night in Shreveport, in a dingy sidewalk cafe, I saw my love standing at the bar, drinking her cares away. She turned to me in wonderment, the tears in her eyes did flow. She wrapped her body around my home and begged me not to go. Said I to my darling good girl, I've traveled all through this land, and my love for you is greater than the wind, the rain, and the sand. Said I to my darling good girl, I've traveled all through this land, and my love for you is greater than the wind, the rain, and the sand. Have you seen my good girl? Thank you.
All right, coming to the end of another edition of Terminal 5. I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison, and we just heard from Stephen R. Smith. We heard Bindery from an album entitled Owls that is going back to 2007. And that's on the Digitalis label. I'm not sure if Digitalis is still putting out music. And they had a sister label called Foxglove. And they put out just a ton of experimental stuff like that. All sorts of things, actually. Psychedelia, weird stuff, fantastic label. And they were, I think, almost all CDs and CDRs. I think they might have put out some cassettes and maybe a slab of vinyl here or there. But mostly it was CDs and CDRs. But again, I don't know if the CD's ever going to come back, but they did. It did have somewhat of a golden age, and there was a lot of good music that is probably going to vanish because no one seems to care about CDs anymore. But there you have it. Before that, from 1971, Bob Patterson. A bit of psychedelia there, Darlin' Good Girl. And an album that pretty much was forgotten again. Played a bunch of stuff like this morning. Before that, something new came out in January by Garcia Peoples. The album is entitled Dodging Dues, and we heard the track called Cassandra that is out on No Quarter. And started out with the Australian singer-songwriter Indigo Spark. She has a new album forthcoming called Hysteria, and we heard Pressure in My Chest. That was the set. That was the show. Just a couple of minutes to go, we'll go out with an instrumental here, and we'll make way. It is a couple of minutes before 11 o'clock in the morning in Montreal. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3, McGill Radio, on the web at ckut.ca.
You're listening to Free City Radio. I'm Stefan Christoff. Thanks for tuning in. This is the 112th edition. On the show today, I'm going to be focusing on the question of gentrification. Montreal, where I live, is a city that is experiencing an intense wave of gentrification. Housing prices are going through the roof. Affordable rental units are becoming more scarce. And real estate capital has literally taken over entire sections of the city. Areas like Pointe Saint-Charles, St. Henry, Griffintown, big parts of them are becoming unrecognizable. In the north of the city, quartiers, areas like Villeray, Park Extension, are experiencing extreme gentrification. This has meant the value of apartments is going through the roof within the speculative real estate market. There is a crisis taking place. Of course, this affects most people who are already grappling with systemic injustice, oppression in areas of the southwest of the city or areas like Park Extension. We see working class families, racialized families, literally being kicked out of their neighborhoods through this process of gentrification. In cities like New York, Toronto, Vancouver, the process has gotten to levels that is just incomparable.